And now on today's program, few people skate through their teen years without a few bumps and bruises. We're turning from children into adults, so of course there'll be some difficulties. But the difficulties turn serious, even life-threatening for some teens. Such a story is told in the documentary film I Am Maris, coming to the Ashland Independent Film Festival, which starts tonight. Let's talk about Maris, a real teenager in California, with the person who put her on film. Laura Van Zee Taylor actually returns to the Rogue Valley with her film for its festival premiere. Laura is a South Medford High School graduate and our guest on The Exchange. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Jeffrey. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Give us the starting point for the project. What was your motivation in putting this together in the first place?
Well, basically, it was Maris's artwork. She's a beautiful painter. And Maris was known as, in the small community that I lived in the Bay Area, as just one of those outstanding young teenagers. She was an academic star, an athletic star, beautiful. She seemed perfect. And one day I was browsing through Facebook, and her mother, who I knew socially, was posting pictures of some of Maris's paintings. And while they were beautiful and showed her talent, and that's what most people were saying in their comments, I saw a lot of emotional pain in the paintings that I didn't know was part of Maris's life. So I actually reached out to them, and first to Maris's mother, and then eventually to Maris, and I just wanted to know, what's going on? Is Maris okay? And she wasn't, and it wasn't something that they were talking about. But eventually they did, and then a couple of years later, I started reading Maris's blog after she had begun to recover. And she is also an amazing writer. And I got the idea of taking her own words of recovery and then animating her style of artwork to illustrate those writings. And that's where the film started. It was just going to be a short that was really just her words and her artwork and animations that look like her artwork. But then the more I got to know her and the people around her, it just grew from there, and eventually it became a feature-length documentary full of interviews.
So it kind of grew and grew, even beyond your original intention?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So how do you pronounce Maris's last name, by the way?
Degener.
Degener, okay. We couldn't figure out if it was some sort of French variant of Dejeuner or something, but
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So,
and Maris is hard to pronounce as well. A lot of people don't know how to say her first name.
Is it Maris?
Maris, yeah.
Okay, good. It's like Roger Maris?
Yes.
For the folks who remember him. This is a period in history when people are acknowledging that teens do have issues with their own mental health. Unfortunately, it seems like the revelations often come out after some major event, like a school shooting. How weird was it for Maris to be able to talk publicly about her stuff when she did?
She actually talked about that in the film, and it was very weird for her, and it was very difficult. Her parents talk about living in a small town and this image you have to keep up and the competition parents feel with their teenagers, like, you know, their self-worth is determined on how successful their teens are. There's so much pressure put on teens today to be everything and to succeed and to get into the best colleges and all that sort of thing. And so when Maris got sick and eventually ended up being hospitalized, they didn't tell anyone. They said she had like a heart issue and she had to leave school for a little while. And when Maris was released from the hospital and able to go back to school, she still didn't tell anyone for a while. And it wasn't until she discovered yoga and this idea of fearless authenticity and started writing about what she went through and got all this positive feedback and all this sort of me too and thank you, that she realized she was helping other people, but it was so powerful and healing for herself to be able to share her story and to be real and to just say, this is who I am. And it actually shows, the whole point of the movie is to really show that mental illness does not have to hold you back. It's very stigmatized, but Maris is who she is because she's of what she's been through. And instead of making her weak, it makes her an extraordinary person.
Maris Degener is the subject of the film I Am Maris. It's a documentary showing at the Assen Independent Film Festival, which opens this evening. Laura Van Zee Taylor, a graduate of South Medford High School, is bringing the film back to the Rogue Valley for the film festival premiere. You can join the conversation on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. We do have a little bit of a clip from the trailer for I Am Maris. I just want people to let me tell you, first of all, this person is 17 years old.
I'm sorry that I was hospitalized the weekend of Mother's Day. The weekend we were supposed to go to a baseball game together and stay in a nice hotel and be a happy family for once. I'm sorry that my mother was sleeping on a hospital bed next to me for days without a shower or a warm meal. I'm sorry I hurt the body and spirit that I now so fiercely protect. I'm sorry for it all, and I still haven't forgiven myself. My therapist once asked me if I thought my blog had a theme. I thought for a moment and then said, acceptance.
That is the voice of Maris Degener, the subject of the documentary film I Am Maris, showing at the Assen Independent Film Festival. You know, when I read your director's notes and there's a description of Maris as being an old soul, you know, it's a term that people use a lot. But when I heard the voice, I went, wow, this is a 17-year-old?
I know. Yes. And everyone describes Maris that way, as an old soul. And I learned a lot from her, and I'm 20 years, 30 years older than she is.
When we've sort of talked about the, you know, you heard heart condition, things like that. What actually was going on with Maris? What were the things that forced her into the hospital, for example?
What actually was going on with Maris is that she suffered from undiagnosed severe anxiety disorder since she was probably in second grade, if not earlier. And she was fixated on dying or someone that she loved dying. But she learned to hide it and smile through it, and she wouldn't sleep. But, you know, she didn't tell anyone that she wasn't sleeping. And then by the time she entered middle school and then moving into high school, she started trying to control her anxiety through cutting and then through restriction, not eating, which is anorexia nervosa. And she basically got to the point where she could have died from lack of nutrition. Her hair was falling out. She was gray. And her parents took her to a routine doctor visit. And the doctor said, okay, I'm putting her in the hospital. You need to take her there now. And her mother was shocked. What do you mean? What? And she was like, she could die. She could have a heart attack and die.
Wow. We only hear the voice of Maris in the trailer. How much, are there other people in the film, or is it just Maris's voice?
There are other people in the film. Maris's voice is a big part of the film, and it's a beautiful voice that we can all learn from. Her mother is very raw and very real and very brave to talk about her own guilt. And not that I think she's guilty. She feels that she's guilty of, you know, she blames herself for this, which of course it's not her fault. This is a mental illness. But so her mother is interviewed. Her father's interviewed. It's really interesting to hear the difference between how the experience was for her mother versus her father. And then her therapist, which is really rare to get a therapist to talk about a client, but Maris signed off on everything. She said, tell Laura whatever you want. And so I interviewed her therapist, and she gives us a really nice clinical standpoint of Maris's whole mental health history and recovery. And then I speak with friends of Maris, Maris's boyfriend, and her yoga family, which is what a big part of this movie is about how yoga was the thing, was what became Maris's thing, her purpose and her healing tool. And her mentor, Jenny Wendell, who is a yoga teacher and the studio owner, is interviewed. And she became very important for Maris, and then some of other Maris's yoga teaching friends. She's a certified yoga teacher. She became a certified yoga teacher at 16.
Wow. I mean, this is the person who really puts all her energy into what's in front of her, doesn't she?
Yep.
Well, we're talking to Laura Van Zee Taylor about Maris Degener, the subject of her short documentary film, I Am Maris, showing at this weekend's Ashland Independent Film Festival. Is this the film festival premiere? Is this the first time an audience is seeing it, Laura?
It was supposed to be, but I'm actually in Kansas City right now for the Kansas City Film Fest, and they were going to show my movie after, but they moved it forward. So my movie actually is going to play at Kansas City Film Fest tonight, but it's not the official premiere. The Ashland is the official premiere on Sunday.
Okay, either way, Jackson County gets the premiere.
They do, absolutely. Ashland is voted one of the coolest film festivals in the world by one of the top 25 film festivals for independent filmmakers by Movie Maker Magazine. It's a fabulous festival. I've had several shorts do the festival circuit before this. This is actually my first feature-length film, and they never got into Ashland, so I'm very excited.
So what's it like to come back to the Rogue Valley, where you went to high school, and deliver this film?
Well, when I come tomorrow, I think it's going to be great. I love the Rogue Valley. I love Ashland. My family all still lives there, so it's very exciting for them, too.
Laura Van Zee Taylor, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, filmmaker, South Medford High School graduate, creator of the feature documentary I Am Maris, about Maris Degener and her struggles with mental illness. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange if you have questions or comments about the subjects we're talking about here. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The idea of guilt, I mean, you were talking about her mother talking about guilt. Maris talks in the clip about feeling
mm-hmm.
guilt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guilt about not being perfect enough or something.
Yes. In fact, that's one of the big themes of this film is the idea of perfectionism and overcoming it. And it was another thing that attracted me to the film. Like, I have a teenage daughter, and she has perfectionist tendencies that concern me. And I see it a lot in her friends, and this idea that you have to do everything really well. If not perfectly, you have to appear perfect. You just cannot be flawed, and you must be successful at everything. And it's so hard and damaging, and it's really a hard thing to convince someone who feels that way that they don't have to feel that way.
Your director's notes on the Ashland Festival page mention that you had some issues with anxiety yourself in high school. Is that part of what fuels your quest?
Yes, definitely. I never had anxiety as a teenager to the point where it interfered with my life, like Maris did, but it was always kind of lying in wait. And actually, when my anxiety got to a point of interfering with my life and becoming actually clinical was when I was pregnant for the first time. And I'd heard of postpartum depression, but I had never heard of postpartum or prenatal anxiety, which is actually a hugely underdiagnosed illness. And so the chemicals that go through your body when you're pregnant actually sort of activated my anxiety, and I became practically homebound. I was, like, afraid to leave the house when I was pregnant. And then after my baby was born, I was afraid to, like, stop watching her because I thought she would die if I didn't stop watching her.
Wow.
So that was very torturous. And so I knew how that felt. So when I saw Maris, and saw her suffering, it killed me. And I just, you know, I was so happy to see that she overcame that and is still overcoming it every day and thriving.
I want to push the old soul thing off to the side, but the fact is that the way Maris talks is like somebody who's been thinking about life and what it means to be human for a very long time.
Yes, she does. This is what Maris says. She reads and she writes and she thinks, and mindfulness is a big part of who she is and a big part of her recovery, and it's a big part of yoga. And you know, the more aware you are of who you are, you know, the more you can manage it.
So at what age did she take up yoga that she got to be a certified teacher by the time she was 16?
Sorry, what was the question?
When did she take up yoga? Yeah.
After she got out of the hospital. So she was in the hospital for about 2 weeks. Just to sort of get her to a weight at which, you know, she could live. And they sent her home, and while her physical health was healthy enough that she couldn't do anything physically, she still had to basically lay around the house and, you know, be watched over by her parents and, you know, make sure to eat. But the hospital didn't do anything for her mind. It didn't take away the anxiety, didn't take away the fear. And so that came rushing back. And she, as she started to get strong enough to actually physically move, you know, she wanted to. And they asked, she said, well, how about yoga? She'd heard about this new yoga studio opening up. And the doctor said, sure. This is kind of the part that anybody who does yoga watches the movie and laughs at. The yoga teacher says, oh, sure, yoga, that's just stretching. That's not really exercise. Sure, do that. And anybody who's ever done yoga is like, ah. But so she starts this yoga class, and she describes going to the studio and being in that room with those people as a spiritual experience. I think she calls it a celebration of sensation. And she said she started to learn to be in her body, to not sort of like remove herself from her body, but to be in her body and live there and feel there. And what her therapist says is that yoga actually taught her to feel. Like Maris was so afraid of emotions because they were so strong and fearful for her that she sort of pushed them away. And then yoga made her sort of focus on them and feel them, and then she could start to deal with them.
Well, we're going to learn a lot from Maris from watching this film about her, but about life as a teenager dealing with mental illness as well. The film is called I Am Maris. It's a feature documentary coming to the Ashland Independent Film Festival with Laura Van Zee Taylor, the director and creator of the film, who's a graduate of South Medford High School. Good to have you back in Jackson County. Well, this Jackson County, not that Jackson County, when you return. Thanks so much for joining us today, Laura.
I'm happy to be here.
All right, take care.